It is your health, your wellness day here on 94.1 MyFM. And I'm sitting down with Jennifer Babcock, who is the manager of client experience at Royal Oak Senior Living. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming in and being a part of our special day.
Thank you, Kennedy, for having us.
Maybe we'll just start off with, for those unaware, Jennifer, what is Royal Oak Senior Living and what do you guys kind of offer the community?
So Royal Oak Senior Living is a retirement home outside of St. Thomas on Fingal Line. We offer independent and supported living. We have been open for almost 3 years now, so we're still somewhat new to the community. We offer recreation, outings, health services, a whole bunch of services within the home, care services as well.
Now, with it being Health and Wellness Day, that's kind of our focus on our talk today. So how would you say that Royal Oak promotes both healthy living and wellness within your home?
So we're very aware of the benefits of health and fitness within our home for our residents. So we always have exercises every morning. Our recreation staff get them moving. So with yoga or Tai Chi, we also have VON come in to do smart exercises. We're always encouraging walking, healthy living with our fitness center. So we have some treadmills and bikes. So residents can do that on their own when they have a moment, or they can do our walk outside or through our halls as we normally do during the winter. We also have a very good healthy food plan within our home, so offering salads and lighter lunches to offset some of those heavy meals that we're so used to when we were at home.
Now, obviously with dealing with aging population with seniors, why would you say it's so important that we prioritize obviously health and wellness for your clients?
So as we age, we start to slow down and we tend to maybe, you know, get a few little aches and pains. So we really encourage that everyone stays active and motivated and that we're watching what we do each day. We want to make sure that our aging population is able to enjoy their lifespan at Royal Oak and enjoy, you know, the quality of programs and food and even just that social interaction, which helps because when we're at home by ourselves, a lot of times we miss out on those social events. So we're providing that at Royal Oak.
Yeah, that was kind of one of my next questions. I think COVID was a great reminder that staying well also means staying social, right? So interacting with others is super important, and Royal Oak seems to prioritize that with all of their programs, right?
Yes. So we always are, you know, inviting everyone. We invite the community as well to quite a few of our programs. We make sure that our residents are enjoying what they do. So we have social, spiritual, intellectual, physical programs, all different programs you can imagine. So you just never know each day when you come in what it may be, but we always encourage the exercising, the fitness, and then we go from there.
And I think it's cool with your staff and the way your home works is, you know, you're working with your clients who actually live there. So people are getting to know them. They're getting to know exactly what they need, and they can kind of give them their own essentially plan, right?
Yes. There are some of our residents that, you know, they've noticed that maybe they've added a few extra pounds on, so they want to make sure that they're eating healthy. So we will make sure that they're offered those healthy snacks and our salads and maybe more encouraging of less calories and sweets. We also make sure that we invite them out to exercises because that is important. We encourage them to walk as much within the home. And if they want, they can partner up with other people. I know we have a step club, so there's quite a few residents that try to get their 10,000 steps in. So it's kind of a race by the end of the day. So we really do encourage that they look after themselves, but also ask for us to, you know, give them some tips and tricks.
Yeah. And I guess kind of stemming off that, we know it can be a big change to make that jump from living at home, maybe with a caregiver or a spouse, to, you know, living in a senior's residence. But what would you say to someone maybe looking to learn more information as, you know, maybe they're struggling with their health and living on their own and just looking for some extra assistance?
It's a big step. We always encourage everyone to start talking about it. Ask friends, ask family. You can even give us a call. We're more than willing to have those conversations. It's about getting into the door, taking a tour, and seeing. It really depends on, you know, what you like. So some places have the things that you really want, and other places don't, and it's about getting out and seeing. So what is your focus? What is important to you? Do you like the country? Is that important? Do you want patios? Is that important? You need to have a checklist, and coming in and just having those conversations, it just helps you be able to plan for the future. We encourage that people come and take a look, come and have a meal, join in a program just to see, because we want to make sure that this change in life and this step is taken with all the information and all of the priorities that are on your list.
Amazing. As we kind of focus on health and wellness today. Anything else you want to mention about Royal Oak Senior Living that we didn't kind of cover?
We always say that when you walk into our home, it feels like a home and it feels like a family. And we really encourage people to experience that. We love having residents come in. We love people coming into our home just to enjoy the programs, you know, talk to our staff, get to know us better. We really thrive on being a family. And once you walk into Royal Oak, you're part of our Royal Oak family.